Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen. You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
It's time to get your morning in gear. Carpe your diem and begin to make today your masterpiece. Here to get you started and on your way, Richard Dixon and Valerie Vining. It's Dixon and Vining on Talk 99.5.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Monday, August the 8th, 2022. Partly cloudy skies, a high of 92, and some rain in the offing today. I am Richard Dixon alongside SHG, who is in for the vacationing Valerie Vining.
Hi, Valerie.
She's off today. She's off tomorrow. She's probably not listening. I don't know why you say hi to her. She's off in North Carolina enjoying herself. When I'm not here, do I listen?
Well, sometimes.
Pretty rarely.
Mostly not, because then you say everybody screws it up.
That's right. I just go like, they're not doing that right. Make them do it right.
And then you get very grumpy.
You come over here and you do this job.
No, you do it fine. You don't have a problem. It's the people who come in and sit in these chairs that aren't doing it right. That's the problem. All right. Let's get to the headline, shall we?
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
This is Channel 5 Action News.
Here's another interesting story that's in the news.
Well, the Schumer Mansion Social Spending and Tax Increase Bill, a.k.a. the Inflation Reduction Act, managed
It's opposite
to,
day.
It is, yes. It managed to pass the Senate last night over the weekend, actually, after a lot of back and forth and a weird last-second amendment drama. And I could go into it, but, you know, here's how it works when you get to the Senate. You're putting together a package that you call the Inflation Reduction Act that virtually every economist in the United States has said, not only will this not reduce inflation, it will probably increase inflation. It's most likely not going to do anything for green energy, and it won't actually start lowering prescription drug prices until 2025, okay? But now, there's a little thing in here that says, this is going to actually accidentally raise taxes on a whole bunch of people we don't mean to raise taxes on. So, well, what are we going to do? Well, how about if we pull this lever over here and we change this and we take three rights to make a left? Which is essentially what the Senate had to do. They had to change and shift and alter so many different things in order to keep from accidentally raising taxes on a bunch of people they didn't want to raise taxes on, that this thing is the usual mishmash of a mess that you get when you cobble together legislation in some desperate attempt to get something passed before the election.
So what you said was a lot of words that said, this is what happens in the Senate. Yeah. They talk a lot, and they accomplish nothing, and they screw the American people over.
Well,
the
end. They did a really good job of this one, I got to tell you. All too often, our feeling in the United States, and especially in government, is, well, we have to do something. Well, we have to do something. No, you don't. You really don't. And by the way, no legislation that you pass is going to reduce inflation. It does. That's not how inflation works.
I don't think this word means what you think it means.
No, apparently they're not on top of it. Anyway, gunfire during an exhibition driving event in downtown Birmingham killed a female bystander and wounded four others. This is something that's happening apparently in downtown Birmingham quite frequently. They're doing these driving exhibitions, which for some reason have to take place at 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning. They go to an empty parking lot. They do burnouts and donuts and things like this, and it really gathers quite a crowd. They're not drag racing. They're showing off their vehicles, of course. But during the process of doing a burnout, one driver hit another car. Gunfire erupted almost immediately, and an innocent bystander who was there just to watch ended up being killed, and four others. Two men and two women who ended up also being injured in the process. And the mayor is, you know, rightly upset about this and saying these exhibition things have to stop. There was a 14-year-old kid who was killed a couple of weeks ago when he was hit by a car at one of these driving exhibitions.
I think the exhibition thing doesn't have to stop. I think the shooting thing has to stop.
The shooting doesn't help, but also,
I mean,
you know, look, your mom, my mom, everybody's mom, Steve's mom, or dad, at one time or another, they've all said, nothing good happens after midnight.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've said that to my own children.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing good happens after midnight. If you find yourself in a lot with a bunch of people with fancy cars at 3 a.m. and they're doing burnouts and donuts, newsflash, no miracle is going to take place there that's going to be impressive and good for you.
Well, and the other side of it is, I don't care how professional of a driver you think you are, you're going to go out and you're going to get a high-powered automobile and you're going to start doing donuts in that thing. It doesn't take long for you to lose control, and it doesn't take much for you to lose control of that car.
Yep.
And hit a car or hit a person.
And that's exactly what happened over the course of the past 2 weeks. By the way, this was Birmingham's 85th homicide. 85th homicide. Police have ruled that four of them were in self-defense, justifiable homicide. But comparing this to, I always like to compare Birmingham to like-sized cities, and the closest one to us is Oklahoma City. We are pretty much right next to each other on the list of cities in terms of size and population. Oklahoma in 2019 had 88 homicides overall. We're in August, and we just had our 85th. I mean, you know, 2019 is like the last fair year that you can look at, because then the pandemic kicked in 2020, still had it going in 2021. So if those numbers are really low, it's because people were locked up in their houses. I don't know if they are really low. I do know that 2019 is the year that I looked at. 88 homicides in Oklahoma City, and we've had 85 so far this year. Feeling really good about this, Birmingham.
At least we're at the top of the list for something.
Yeah,
not reading and writing and arithmetic, but, you know, something.
Nothing to be proud of, I'm here to tell you. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has set arguments on the trans youth treatment ban for, I believe it is November. Yeah. U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke in May issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a lawsuit goes forward. And it looks like the Federal Appeals Court, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, will be hearing this bill coming up November 14th in Montgomery. Generally, what that is a three-judge panel comes in. They listen to both sides of the argument. They make a decision. And then if you want to go and get en banc ruling from more judges, get everybody in the 11th Circuit involved, you can do that. All this bill says basically is anybody under the age of 19, you cannot give them what they call gender-affirming care or any sort of puberty blocker, because these kids are not in any sort of position to make that sort of decision. They're minors, and, you know, Bill Maher was famous for saying, when I was eight, I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God they didn't schedule me for leg removal and eye removal surgery, because...
Arg.
Yeah, that could have easily happened. You ask children, and what do you want to be, a boy or a girl? I want to be a turtle. Oh, okay. Let's begin.
I want to be a goat.
Start the shellectomy.
Meh.
What kind of medication do you take for that?
I don't want to know. Taiwan says that China is obviously ticked off with them because of the visit from Nancy Pelosi, and that the military drills that they just engaged in sure looked like an attack. Like it was like a little practice attack. They ran right up to the edge of Taiwan, and then they went, just kidding. And then they backed off. Oh, you should see your face. You look so scared. How are you going? Oh, yeah. That's basically what China had in them.
He's so wrong.
In order to... What?
Like, he's not right, y'all.
Supplies. You've known him for a while, right?
I have.
Okay,
but
I'm just checking. I mean, you know.
He's just not right.
Yeah. Anyway, Taiwan says, we survived it. You know, they launched some missiles at us. We got some air defenses ready. Now at least we know what's going to happen if and when they do decide to attack. Joe Biden left the White House for the first time since getting COVID-19. He tested negative twice in a row and then left the White House. Fortunately, a couple of aides managed to get a hold of him and steer him back. And, no, this way, Mr. President. No, you're not. He was just wandering out there in a bathrobe, you know.
Marco.
Pretty sad. He did leave. He tested negative Saturday, clearing the way to emerge from isolation. He had given a couple of speeches from the balcony, the White House balcony, after killing al-Zawahiri and touting the big job report that took place in July. The jobs, 538,000 jobs in July. So he went out on the balcony a la Fidel Castro and gave a little speech. That was
it didn't make any sense, but no. he gave one.
No, I mean, people can't understand this guy when you're standing next to him. Imagine when he's up on the balcony. What did he say?
Eh?
He said, blessed are the cheesemakers. See, I believe it was, he means, of course, the producer of any dairy product. There you go. That's pretty much your headlines. Everything you need to know to get your day started after that weekend. Stead, Denson, and Fuller, my insurance agents, on Crescent Avenue in Homewood. Truly wonderful guys and girls who can take great care of you and your insurance needs. If you're with one of these big companies, if you're with the Gecko or you're talking to Flo or whatever, I want you to try a local independent insurance agent. You don't even have to commit to it. All you have to do is call them up at 414-1476 and say, here's what I need insured. Here's what I have now. And they may make a couple of changes to that and say, well, you don't need this and you do need that and you should have this. That's what they did for me, and I've been very, very happy with the results. And then they'll give you a price that is most likely going to be less than you're paying right now, because it certainly is. They literally have not changed anything over from me that they didn't reduce the price by a great deal. In some cases, as much as $200 a year. Those are some savings, my friends. And in this day and age, when inflation is eating away at us, you need all the savings you can get. Stead, Denson, and Fuller, 414-1476, or online at steadandfuller.com, steadandfuller.com. It is 612. We will take a deep dive on what is going on in the labor market, because there's something going on in the labor market when we return.
It's Dixon and Viney on Talk 99.5.
A beautiful morning.
Dixon
and Vining.
That's because I'm here.
Oh, yeah, that's one. Dixon and Vining on Talk 99.5, but Vining is not here. That is SHG, Notorious SHG. We will have the ever-popular 20 questions with SHG coming up.
Oh, God bless. That's not in my sheets.
Yeah, it's on 7:30. If you look, you'll see it. It's on there. It's on there. It's right there. It's going to be okay.
I'm good, thanks.
You'll be fine.
Oh, you're gonna crap, it is on my sheet.
All you have to do is answer 20 questions. How hard can it be? Just sit and answer 20 questions. It's not that hard. I know you can do that. I know you can do this.
I have faith in me.
I have faith in you. That's what I meant to say. Yes, exactly. All right, let's get to this. A little bit of working man blues. This is... You know, when you start talking about employment, it gets a little wiki-wiki sometimes.
It gets a little what?
Wiki-wiki.
That is to say... I feel like you should have some, like...
Kind of like... Yeah. Kind of like kinky.
Exactly.
No, it's not like kinky.
It's not like
That's
kinky.
That's different.
What it means is that things are not always as they appear to be. For instance, it's all sort of based upon... previous, there's no set level. There's no like ironclad rule that says, okay, this is full employment. We reach a point, we go, well, 3.7%, we call that full employment. Okay, 3.7% of what? 3.7% is unemployment, means that we're fully employed. That means everybody that wants a job has one. Now, when we say wants a job...
I don't want a job.
Neither do I. When you get right down to it, I
prefer... The power company wants me to have a job.
Exactly.
The bank wants
me
to have a job.
The mortgage company wants me to have a job. But no, look, what I'm talking about here is the labor participation rate, okay? The labor participation rate. If you have 330 million people in your country, which we do, and there's only 120 million people in your labor force, that means there's 200 million people that don't want a job. And I don't know why they don't want a job, but apparently they're not interested in working. So you're really dealing with just that 120 million people, and you're saying, all right, well, the vast majority of them are employed, so we're going to call that full employment. But the reality is we have 11.5 million jobs in this country that are not full. And in fact, the labor participation rate declined from 62.2% to 62.1%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's literally hundreds of thousands of people that just decided they weren't going to work last month. They just went like, you know what? I'm no longer in the labor pool. I quit. And it's not older people who are retiring. It's actually teenagers and men between the ages of 20 and 40. Men between the ages of 20 and 40 decreased from the labor pool by something like 183,000 during the month of July. What are these guys doing? Where are they going? I want some answers.
I want to know what their trick is.
Yes, exactly. That's what I want to know. I want to know.
I would like to not have a job as well. Actually, I have three jobs. So
it'd be lovely to be able to just go like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to go be independently wealthy. Oh, that's a nice decision you can make.
Be independent.
Yeah. Together. If you can figure out how to make that work, good for you. There are 126,000 teens that dropped out of the labor market as well. That could be a couple of things. Obviously, school about to start again. Or it could be, you know, kids are notorious for saying, work sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, my God, I can't play on my phone and take your McDonald's order at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, and it may actually be something different. Like they, I know where I am, jobs that normally would be applicable for teenagers, mm-hmm. actually I've had some older people applying for them because they need a job and they didn't get hired. So
yeah. Look, they've also made the rules and regulations so difficult on teenagers nowadays. It really freaks me out. When I was a kid, I was 13 years old, and I got a job at Kenny's Market. They wouldn't allow that today. It'd be like, wait a minute, how late are you working? Are we next 10:30? Oh, no, we can't have that. You know, they've passed all kinds of rules and regulations, both at the state and the federal level, saying what you can and cannot do as a teenager. And normally it's like you got to be 15, 16 years old if you're going to work even until 10 or 11 o'clock at night on a weekend. They make it very difficult. We used to have jobs delivering newspapers, right? You ever deliver papers, Steve?
No, I was mowing yards.
Yeah, I was never a delivery guy either, but I did fill in for my friend down the block. And, you know, you'd have to go and you'd have to roll the papers up and put them in the bag, and you could either walk the route or you could ride your bike, whatever worked best for you. And somewhere along the line, grown-ass men started taking those jobs and delivering newspapers from their cars. And I'm looking at them going, dude, you literally are doing the job of a 12-year-old. What is this? And that's happening more and more and more and more. Every friend I had in middle school and high school had jobs working at fast food restaurants. When you walked in, chances were good you were going to deal with a 14-year-old. Now you got a, what, 38-year-old? I mean...
Well, and it's a great way, like those kind of... low skill,
right.
Unskilled
labor, sure.
Unskilled labor is good for kids to learn on in their first job, you know, customer service skills. I had to teach one of my 16-year-old employees how to not answer the phone with hello. Like, she just answered the phone, hello.
No, now she answers.
And I'm like,
what do you want?
Yeah, she has RBF, so, right. You know, I mean, like, you kind of have to work on the customer service skills.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I always say about this job, I can teach anybody how to do radio. I can't teach you how to show up on time, be dressed right, speak to your elders and your management properly. You have to learn those things somewhere else, okay? Work ethic. Get some.
Someone else. So today you're gonna leave. But I went out alone.
6:30, talk995.com. Dixon inviting Notorious SHG in for the vacationing Valerie Vining. She'll be back on Wednesday, also on Wednesday. We will have a visit from somebody important. I'm trying to remember who it is. I booked it last week now, and I can't remember, Steve.
Dick Morris.
Oh, right, Dick Morris. Right, that's who it is. It was a good weekend. You know, I basically everything involving work flew out of my head during the weekend, so that's a positive, I think.
You're welcome.
Yeah, see, there you go.
So you had help.
I worked on my waterfall a little bit, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Dick Morris.
You seem upset about that.
No, I enjoyed it. Dick Morris.
Not as much as everything
else.
Yeah,
it's true, though. They were kind of like 1A and 1B. No. Dick Morris has got a new book out called The Return. He claims that Donald Trump will definitely be back and is going to run in 2024. That seems more and more obvious as time goes by. But he's written a book on exactly how that's going to happen and how Donald Trump is going to win. We'll talk to him about it on Wednesday when we have a minute to get with him. Weight of Wellness, one of our fine sponsors, helping me take the weight back off. You know, I put it on, I take it off, I put it on, I take it off. But I will say, thanks to Weight of Wellness, my definition of too big has changed considerably. There was a time when I thought, you know, 265 was too big. Now it's like 206. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm really getting up there. I need to do something about this. I got to take some pounds off. So Weight of Wellness is helping me make sure that I keep things down below the 200 level and keeping me happy and healthy. By eating 5 and 6 times a day, whether you're a female or a male, you manage to make sure that there are really no cravings. You're never hungry. And no matter what it is you like, they have some version of it available for you. Or you can just use grocery store food. They'll teach you how to do that as well. That's why their website is called aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. Steve West is using them. You weighed in last week. Where are we standing?
I'm down 15 pounds.
15 pounds?
Woo! That's very good. I got a ways to go, yeah. But we're managing, and they're happy with it, and I'm happy with it.
All right, yeah, they're very encouraging. I love that about them. Way to Wellness, aplanforme.com, 994-2393, 994-2393. Okay, let's see. We talked about the waterfall, talked about Dick Morris. They mentioned that we have, yes, I know. I know what's coming up next.
I'm just trying to help you tick things off.
I appreciate it because you're right, because when I completely blanked out on Dick Morris's name, you got the idea that it's like, oh, he's not all there today. And I would
Don't
say
worry.
I would
none
say
none of the three of us are.
I was going to say about that. I would say today.
It's like, how is that unusual?
Well, see, usually I have Valerie here, where when I drop a ball, she's able to just pick it up and run with it.
But I throw it at your head.
That's right. You you don't know anything about Dick Morris coming in on Wednesday. How could you possibly pick up the ball?
Pick up that ball than to throw it at your head.
That's exactly right. Oh, Thirsty Thursday is coming up, August 18th. Tim Melton. We'll be out at Regions Field for the Birmingham Barons. Always a good time out there. I usually try to make it. I made it twice so far this year. I don't think I'm going to make it to the next one. I'll make Andrew McLean go out there and hang out with
McLean.
Tim Melton.
There you go.
McLean, he's a good he got a shirt with his proper name on it now, though.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. SHG not responsible for
I
that.
Did
we
not
want to make
do
it
that.
Clear. We also have tickets to the 39th Annual World Deer Expo coming up at 8:30 this morning. Last Friday, that would be 2.5 days ago, John Bird came in and shocked us all by showing up 2 weeks in a row for Bird's Eye View. Yeah.
Don't be mean to John Bird.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have a
Not
segment.
Not really being mean. He's kind of telling the truth.
When you have a segment that's all yours.
You could say it nicer.
Has your name on it, and then you just don't show up for like 6 weeks.
So it's he's like a teenager.
Yeah. He's like a teenager. He's like a teenager in a lot of ways. His work ethic. His income. Anyway, totally uncalled for. He did come up with something rather brilliant, and it has to do with the return to school and the fact that the return to school this year ain't the same as the return to school in previous years because school is all woke and stuff.
Tell me what's happened to all our schools. You liberals think we're nothing but fools. Changing our history to suit their needs. This poison our children are trying to feed. While we work our fingers to the bone, schools become the twilight zone. Even though we don't agree, here comes critical race theory. The left tried to indoctrinate. DeSanto said, get them books out of my state. I'm dreading school starting this fall. Just another brick in the wall. He is she and she is he. That's how they say it's supposed to be. They've taken our grammar like our pronouns and turned them backwards and upside down. Johnny wants to be called they. It's bringing Trinity to school day.
Lil Bobby can be whoever he feels. Teach him to wear lipstick and heels. If mommy and daddy intervene, the school board removes them from the scene. You better leave our kids alone, or we'll all be teaching them from home. School is out of their minds.
Yeah. Yeah. School is back in session for a lot of people. I think Hoover starts this week.
Asheville starts this week.
Yeah. So basically St. Clair County probably starting here relatively soon. Jefferson County, Shelby County. Everybody's going. This seems so early to me that you're going back before even the 15th of August.
It used to always be on my birthday.
Yeah. That'd be the 20th. What
oh, my God. Richard Dixon.
You really shouldn't have gone down that road.
23rd.
Dude.
It's the 23rd.
Seriously?
I know. Seriously? I picked up enough prescriptions for you. Believe me, I know your birthday.
We never started until the day after Labor Day when I was going to school.
Yeah, same here. Now, was that here or was that up
here.
In? Okay. Because in Minnesota, it was either like the Thursday before Labor Day weekend, and then you spent 2 days like filling out forms and not really doing crap,
sure.
And then you'd take the Labor Day weekend, and then the Tuesday after you'd really start. Or it really did start the day after Labor Day, depending on where Labor Day fell that year. So you got 3 full months. I mean, you were able to, from the day you got out, which was right around Memorial Day,
yep.
You were looking at 12, maybe 13 weeks of vacation time. And that has just kind of fallen by the wayside. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of year-round schooling. I mean, I love it. I love the concept of it. I mean, look, why do we take the summer off? Because we've always done it that way, right?
I mean, well, I'm sure there was a reason.
There was a reason once a long time ago. We needed the kids to work in the fields. We had
true.
To have the kids out of school so that they could all go out and they could plow and they could, you know, plant and eventually get around to harvest.
Now,
and
good
then
luck
they could
if
go
you can
in.
Get them to mow your lawn.
You can't get them to do jack. But, you know, now we're not sending the kids out into the field anymore. They're taking 3 months off so they can play Xbox. So I'm kind of like, and the number one complaint that my teacher friends have told me is that the first couple of weeks, sometimes the first month of school, is getting the kids back into the mode and reteaching them all the stuff that they forgot over the summer. So think about it. You get out of school, you spend now 2.5, maybe 2 months, but it used to be 3 months. Then you get back to school, your brain is mush, you have to have it all sort of brought back, and you've wasted a month. So why not get a month off here and 2 weeks there and 3 weeks here and do year-round schooling. Plus, it gets the kids ready for the toxic grind that eventually will, you know, eat their soul when they go to work.
Or, by the way, kids, you will never get a month straight off.
Yeah, there's no such thing as getting a month off. It doesn't happen.
Unless you're Leland Whaley.
Well, now, he's done his show. He did a show for a week on the way out. He took a week off, and he did a show for a week on the way back in. And by the way, I think some of the best shows I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah, I really have enjoyed them.
Yeah, he's just listening to him talk to all the different people that, you know, it's I feel like I'm Charles Carrolt is back again. Remember Charles Carrolt?
Oh,
he was always on the road and talking to people.
On the road again.
Yeah, I find it fascinating stuff. Nonetheless, my dad did take a month off once. We went out to California. He took the entire month of August. We went out to California. It was 6 people and a new puppy in a Buick Electra 225 towing a Palomino pop-up camper behind us.
That was comfortable.
When I say we did that once, I mean we did that once. That was it. It was so much of vacation was that. I mean, the movie Vacation, Chevy Chase, and National Lampoon's Vacation, we had a lot of the same stuff happen.
Car bingo.
Oh, you have to play car bingo,
you have
don't
to play
you?
Car bingo.
You have to find some way to pass the time, you know, to
license
figure out how you
plate.
Go. And my dad was the original, we got to be in Goose Fork by 4 guy, you know, so he was always like, we would spend.
No, we can't go see the biggest ball of twine.
Exactly. No, world's largest nonstick frying pan. I don't think so, kids. It's only 2 hours out of the way, Dad. No. But I mean, he was so geared up for getting to the next
place.
Are
we there yet? Are we there yet?
We would hop in the car one morning, and we would go until like basically sunset, stopping only long enough to grab a bite to eat, right?
And hopefully to pee.
Maybe.
Felt like it.
No guarantees. And then we would, you know, pop up the camper, spend the night at a campground somewhere, and the next day he's like, all right, everybody up, we're moving on. You're like, We're not seeing the country except as it whizzes by at 75 miles an hour. Can we stop somewhere for a couple of days? The only reason that we got to stay at the Grand Canyon for more than 20 minutes is because the fuel pump on the Buick went bad, and we had to wait to get parts, so we were there for like 3 days.
So, other words, he would have been Clark Griswold looking at the Grand Canyon in vacation had the fuel pump not gone down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, he would have been like, there, we saw it. Okay, everyone back in the car, let's go. What are we doing? Why? What's the rush? We have a month. We took 2 weeks to get out there. We were there for about a week and 2 or 3 days in California. And then, like, 3 days back. I mean, he just, like, balls to the wall, barreled all the way back to Minneapolis. Like, he couldn't wait to get back to his job. On the other hand, spending 4 weeks with your wife and 4 kids and a new puppy might create that sense of
all cooped up in a little car, I mean, or pop-up tamper.
Yeah.
Tamper.
Was he drinking a lot while this? Like, did he have some assistance from Jack?
Wanted to.
Yeah, pretty much always.
Just wondering.
Always. You've summed up my childhood perfectly. Thank you for bringing those scars to the surface. 6:42.
My pleasure.
Let's take a break. Useless Hollywood news coming your way next. Stick around.
Mornings just make more sense with Dixon and Viney on Talk 99.5.
If you never want to see your spouse again, I've got a perfect lawyer for you, Chuck Davis, who handles divorces. ChuckDavisLaw.com. Hey, it's Dixon and Vining, Talk 99.5, Talk99.5.com. The thing about Chuck Davis is that he understands that there's really only two things worth arguing about when it comes to a divorce, and that is child custody and money. And one of them is significantly more important than the other, so we'll talk about that first. Money. Let's talk. No, I'm kidding. Seriously. When it comes to custody, obviously that's something that you want to work out. And if you can work it out with your soon-to-be ex-spouse and you can work out the money situation, you can actually have a no-contest divorce that is quick and easy, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. Why make the lawyer rich? That's what Chuck says. Now, on the other hand, if you want to make the lawyer rich, he's the lawyer, so he's on board with that, too. ChuckDavisLaw.com, 823-9992, 823-9992. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by the attorneys, but he's my lawyer, and I suggest you make him yours. 6:50 in time for Useless Hollywood News.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood.
I came here to be a movie star.
It's about fame and what Hollywood does to people.
All right, everyone, roll camera.
Americans are falling out of love with superhero movies. Or so they say. Disney blames the pandemic for Marvel fatigue.
No. Yeah. Make better movies.
Yeah, Steve votes no on that. I like a good superhero movie as much as the next guy. But, you know, I also am looking at, try something different. Give me something new.
They're all the same.
Yeah, you can only watch so many of these before you finally go like, okay, so there's that guy.
Well, and, you know, spoiler alert, but probably not because the thing made $2.8 billion worldwide. They killed off several of the characters, or those characters went away in Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
So what are we left with? We're left with Black Panther and Doctor Strange, and everybody else we now have to reintroduce.
Yep.
So the question becomes, are people really that vested in going and being reintroduced to new heroes?
I kind of feel like, you know, Endgame was it. They finished the story.
It was the end.
Yeah, they finished the story. And the fact that, I will say I did like Black Widow. That was kind of a prequel, so that was kind of interesting. I might be interested in seeing the next Black Panther film, but for the most part, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting any applications for new superheroes. I'm done. I'm finished.
I liked the original Doctor Strange. This one, Multiverse of Madness, was like way over the edge.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody I know.
Pull it back just a little bit and just understand what made the first one so fun and so good.
This is what I find fascinating. I've said this before. When it came to the new Batman, everyone either loved it or hated it. Everyone was either Tim Melton or me, okay? Melton loved it. I thought it was terrible. When it comes to Multiverse of Madness, everybody I know who saw it has the same take. Meh. Like, eh, it was okay. It didn't suck.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, really? Benedict Cumberbatch plays the role great. The story just wasn't that good.
I don't know. I'd almost rather be loved and or hated than just live in mediocrity.
But, well, how do you live with yourself?
I know, it's not easy. This is where I am. There's nothing I can do about it.
It doesn't recognize it in himself. It's with other things.
Oh,
mediocrities. Anne Heche is expected to pull through after a near-deadly car crash, a sad state of affairs for the 53-year-old actress. She is reportedly intubated and remains in critical condition after she slammed her blue Mini Cooper into a garage in Los Angeles Friday, then backed up and took off before smashing into another house. Do you think alcohol was involved?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility. Anyway, this is weird because... firefighters showed up on the scene and they thought, well, whoever's in that car has got to be dead. I mean, there's no way that that person has survived. They put the flames out. Lo and behold, it was Anne Heche. She was still alive. She was badly burned. They got her out. They got her intubated. They got her to the hospital. We'll see what goes on from this point on, but I'm guessing she is not going to be in great shape, at least for a good long while. Bill Maher, once again, steps outside the norms for liberals and says, you know, this fat acceptance movement has gotten crazy. The whole...
Hey!
I feel attacked! I don't think he's talking about you. I think he's talking about, like, Lizzo. Everyone's like, well, you just have to... I mean, this is just... You know, I look at that and I go, that's really unhealthy. I mean, you're carrying around what we used to call clinically obese, you know? I mean, this woman is easily 40 pounds overweight, probably more like 100 pounds overweight. And people are like, oh, it's, you know, body acceptance. It's a wonderful thing. It's like, I'm not so sure it's a wonderful thing. You know, there was a time when we used to encourage fitness among our children. We had a presidential, you know, citation for if you were able to do the right number of pull-ups and run a certain speed, right?
Yeah, I could never do the pull-ups.
Yeah, I couldn't do any of that
pull-ups
stuff either.
Pull-ups sucked.
Pull-ups were the bane of my existence. I could do twice as many sit-ups as they wanted, but I couldn't do the pull-ups. Very sad. Anyway, he on his own show on Friday, the last episode of HBO's Real Time, he said, you know, forget about fat acceptance. That's what we used to have. We've become fat celebration. And it's not healthy. I mean, even to the point where Sports Illustrated is like, we have plus-size models. Sports Illustrated, right? Sports, isn't that the main word here? We're all supposed to be getting in shape and being in shape, and you're going to celebrate.
That's not why you're looking at the swimsuit edition of Sports
Illustrated. No, that's why I'm... That's the reason I'm... I get it.
It's the article.
I buy it for the
I understand.
Articles.
Let's be honest. It hurt that the women were in shape.
I buy it.
I mean, jeez. You're not fooling anyone.
Same reason I read Playboy. It's for the articles. Is there even Playboy
anymore?
I was going to say, I'm not sure that it actually
exists.
It's like
MTV, but...
Yeah. Playboy? Really? That was a thing. Yes, it was.
I got to tell you, I'm not
See,
even
kids,
sure.
kids, years ago,
selling magazines?
Richard Dixon used to look at magazines instead of looking at porn on the...
on the interweb.
The interwebs.
Oh, thank you, interweb.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.